Hello footies, welcome along to Foot In Review, powered by footcoaching.com, bringing you leading analysis and opinion on all things Ultimate Team since 2019. We bring you two audio shows a week, available on all your leading podcast platforms. Plus, it's a fully produced video show now, which you can check out over on YouTube and Spotify. Now, if you can afford to support us a little bit extra, go that little extra mile, why not consider heading over to patreon.com/footinreview. You get a range of benefits, including joining our new loyalty program. You get Discord access as well as lots of other bits and pieces. Head over to Patreon for all the information on that. A big thank you to today's show sponsors, Car Money. We'll have a little bit on them later in the show. But in the meantime, a big thank you to our Skybox holders over on Patreon, Amar, Artyom, and Peter. Hello, footies. Welcome along to your latest dose of EAFC 24 Ultimate Team podcasting goodness. We are Foot In Review, powered by footcoaching.com. My name is Dan Wimbush, otherwise known as Wimby. I'm joined by my main man, my main trading guru, Shaq Attack. So much to get through on today's show. We have got a couple of Champions League road to the knockouts SBC. We have got a familiar face getting a flashback. We have got the return of League SBCs, which I'm very excited about. And above all, we'll be asking the question, is this EA striking back? Are they finally waking up to the fact that we need a little bit more to stay hooked on their game? Or are we just hoping for too much? All of that and much, much more. We've got our usual player in review and formation in review. The mailbag is back and lots, lots more to come. Shaq, my friend, how are you?
I'm great, Wimby. That's a beautiful introduction, just as always. Thank you for having me on.
It's one of those things where I've got a list of things in front of me and then I'm like, have I mentioned everything? But it's one of those shows where actually we have got absolutely oodles to talk about. It's not just a turn of phrase. Let's get straight into it, Shaq. Let's talk about the most recent things we've had on our plate, which is a couple of road to the knockout players. The women's UCL group stage getting underway tonight. As we record this, by the way, I should say we're recording this on Tuesday, the 14th of November. Most of you we'll be hearing this on the 15th of November. That's because John, who does all the editing, is traveling and is away today. So, we're recording this on Tuesday morning. So, if some amazing content comes out Tuesday night, that is why we're not referencing it. But, Shaq, Monday night's content, we had a couple of fantastic looking road to the knockout SBCs. I think you can make a good argument to do both of these.
Yeah, I think Cuthbert looks decent. It's definitely usable for now. And I think she seems pretty good, like an SBC that, and it's pretty cheap to do as well. So I mean, if you have some spare fodder lying around, I would really highly recommend just getting her done. And the other one, Bacha, oh, freaking amazing. She is a really, really, really good card. I mean, I love the gold card. I think the only thing that she lacks is a little bit of strength. That's it. And everything else is phenomenal. I think when the whip crossing was really not OP, but it was good. She was really fun to play with. Really, really fun to play with. I'm just talking about the gold card. So this card is an 88 rated, and I was doing some research on Lyon women's team, and they've won the Champions League, I think, 6 or 8 times in the past 10 years. So she's got a high chance of going to the 90 rated, which will be phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. She's not, I wouldn't say she's cheap. I wouldn't say she's expensive. She's just about bang on price. But hey, if you have multiple options, you could consider skipping this one. But it's a fun card. Do it.
Yeah, an 85 and 86 rated squad to get back are done. Lyon, of course, getting their campaign started this week. The cards work in the same way that the men's road to the knockouts worked, in the 2 wins gets you your first upgrade. And then when you qualify for the knockout stages, you get your second upgrade. The only thing that might give you a little bit of pause is the fact that by the time Lyon could qualify, which realistically they're not going to qualify before match day 4, that is Thursday the 21st of December. And that's if everything goes well for Lyon. So you will be waiting sort of the best part of 6 weeks for that second upgrade. But you would think they'd get that first upgrade pretty sharpish, Shaq, because the two teams they're playing Slavia Prague first up tonight as we record this. So by the time you hear this, you'll probably already know if they get a win or not. And then their second group game is against St. Poulton at home. That is a week away. So by the sort of, that's on the 22nd of November. So by the end of that week, sort of 23rd, 24th of November, you should be seeing the 89. That whipped cross plus, a great addition as well. Chelsea and Cuthbert, they've got a much harder route. They kick off with a lovely, gentle trip to Real Madrid. Real Madrid's women's team, not the strongest, they don't have quite the pedigree that the men's team have and the history behind it, but they're still a very strong side. And then the second week, they have got a game with, I can't even find the fixture off the top of my head right now. They've got Paris FC, who knocked out Manchester United in the qualifiers. So that is their second game. So two very tricky games. Could be a while. And there's no guarantee that Chelsea will go through that, although given it's Emma Hayes' last dance as Chelsea head coach, might find that a little bit of extra motivation. I mean, Cuthbert for only 34K. I said it is a trickier path for her to get by, but I mean, it's a really nice looking card. It's Hullett gang, except for the physicality. Good set of stats overall. And the play style, Shaq, she has got 8 play styles.
That's exactly just straight right. Off the she's a very, very, very decent card. I mean, I'm just trying to think about a card that's close enough for the same price. And I mean, it's certainly worth a fodder dump at least.
I very much think so. 4-star, 3-stars, nice. High, medium, I'd have preferred high, high. Short and lean body type, perhaps not great. Again, you're talking about the strength, only 67 strength, 63 aggression in there. Heading accuracy, 59 as well. And you've got to deal with the fact that she's only 5'4". So not going to be able to contribute as much defensively. Although, as players like N'Golo Kante have shown, you know, that height isn't necessarily everything. She does have the anticipate play style as well and relentless. So I think this is going to be a great card to come on if you're looking to kind of change up games. You know, big foot champs game goes to extra time or something like that. It's the kind of card that can operate sort of anywhere and whatever position on the pitch she finds herself in. You know, she finds herself out wide. She's got that whipped pass. She's got long ball pass. In the centre, you've got the ping pass. You've got anticipate and press proven. So I think she'll do a really good job. And again, for the sake of 34K, I think it's I think it's silly not to complete it.
Exactly. I think one of the key things, I'm just looking at her stats, she's got 90 long shots and she's got the power shot play style as well. It's press proven. It's a really fun card. I'm going to do this card for sure.
Yeah, for an 84 red squad, I think it's a no-brainer. I think both of them I will be completing. I'm halfway through backer at the moment. I think she'll go straight into my team, replacing Enrique, the dynamic duo card from Ligue 1 that I've had for ages. So I'm going to have Klaus on one side, Bakker on the other, although I can't quite figure out how to get them on 3 chem each at the moment with the way my team is looking. But I'll talk a little bit more about my team and our weekend experiences a bit later because there's so much content to get through. Yeah. Over the weekend, Shaq, we didn't get a mini release for the triple threat, but we kind of did because Atletico Madrid kind of got a nod in a unique promo, a unique SBC, sorry, that we've not really seen before. Diego Forlan, Santos and Mario Hermoso all getting sort of packaged together in one great big SBC. If you do the whole SBC, you get Forlan, two of the legs get you, get the two players along the way, Hermoso and Santos. What do you think? Let's talk about the main event. Diego Forlan, he's got a +1. Power shot plus, overall, it will cost you 625,000 coins though to complete him. Is he worth that?
It's a really tricky one. I've been contemplating whether I really want to do him or not because, of course, ex-Man United, you get excited about these kind of cards. But I've never enjoyed a Forlan. I think there was a short period where I enjoyed him last year, a really, really short period. I think it was one of those fantasy cards or one of those cards I really enjoyed for a short period of time. But I can't justify the cost, to be honest. 625K is a lot of fodder to dump in to this particular card. For me, I think it's a pass for now, just because of the price. I think it's a great card. Everything's great. If you have enough fodder, you can consider it. But for me, it's a pass.
Yeah, he's giving him +1s across the board from his base hero card, +2 on passing and +2 on physical. But when you consider the fact that base card is 170,000 coins, I mean, yes, you are getting two other good players along the way. And I suppose it will, you know, a lot of your decision making might well come down to the fact of, well, do you want those other two players? Santos, I mean, we've just talked about Cuthbert having lots of good play styles. I mean, Santos has really good play styles as well. She's got 6 of them, including that coveted finesse shot plus. And again, it's just a really nice looking card. This one will cost you 121,000 to complete just on its own if you just wanted this one. I mean, again, if you were looking to build that kind of Atletico Madrid group, I think you could do a lot worse.
Absolutely. I think it's a very good card with really good, I mean, the most OP playstyle plus, I think. But the only trouble is, again, 121K, isn't that a bit steep for what you, I mean, I'm not degrading the card. The card's really good. but isn't it a little too steep compared to, say, if we just spoke about Cuthbert, and yeah, she doesn't have the finesse plus, but she's 30K compared to 121K.
Yeah, I think so. And I think you look deeper beneath the bonnet of this card, and you know, the floors are there. The shot power is only 76. You've got finishing 82 as well. Curve's only 76 as well. And if you remember what the devs said when they were talking about playstyle pluses, the playstyle pluses they're separate to the stat. So it's not like just if you have finesse shot plus, it doesn't necessarily mean that all your shots are going to automatically bend into the top corner. They will be more likely to do that if you have better curve, if you have better finishing, if you have better shot power and long shots, depending on where you're taking the shot from. Mm. So that's where it's not just one of these automatic, okay, you've got that, you know, finesse plus, so you're going to be banging them in from 25 yards. So you would need to boost that up. And I think we've said this on the show many times, Shaq. I find cam cards like that the very hardest to put into the team for the way I play, because often I will just get a striker to do that kind of job, or I will get a more all-rounded midfielder that can contribute in both phases of play. I find it hard to just have that pure cam, because often their finishing and shooting isn't quite there, and obviously they don't contribute as much going back either.
Exactly. I think there is the price is a bit off. I think overall it's just too expensive. It's a fun card to try. If you need the links, begrudgingly I would say yes, but honestly, if you're not interested in Forlan, I would just skip this one for sure.
Yeah, and Hermosa as well, just basically an average defender, Shaq. I think you could evolve, you know, you look at most of the evolutions here, you could get a defender much better than this. I think he'll do a job for you, but I would find it very hard to believe that anybody would be, you know, running out to get this card in their starting lineup.
Exactly. I hate that we're coming across as Debbie Downers, but I mean, they're decent cards. They're not special. And yeah, it's just a good, decent card. Is it worth 85,000 when Varane's worth like 15,000 and Koundé's worth 40,000? Not really, but hey.
No, exactly. So look, again, if you're an Atletico Madrid fan, then by all means do it. I do think Forlan is overall a good striker. Whether I'd be willing to sink 625K's worth of fodder and coins in to get him, probably not. I would probably go out and just get the base hero.
I think... A question is, would you pay 625,000 coins to buy Forlan off the market?
No, absolutely not.
There you go. If that answer was yes, then go ahead and do the SBC. If the answer is no, then yeah, the SBC is definitely not worth it, regardless of how much fodder you have.
No, I mean, I look at like a car like Fernando Morientes' triple threat hero being for 141K. I think Forlan is better than that card. But yeah, again, I would put Forlan at double that card maybe,
yeah,
and whereas this SBC is treble, albeit you do get some 86 fodder and some packs back along the way, and you never know. But look, I'm always a fan of having the option out there. I always like the fact that all these heroes are accessible to people who don't have coins, and yeah, we all know how, you know, we do a trading show, Shaq, we know how hard it is to generate coins on the open market to buy these players. So having this route, I am a big fan of that. And it's kind of a theme we'll come back to, whether EA are actually realizing, okay, we've created this ecosystem of people not willing to spend coins. Let's give people access to have fun with certain other cards. We'll kind of talk about that at the end of this content. Another striker available for you if you don't want to go out and do Diego Forlan, a FIFA hero of the past. I love the fact that people are joking, is this a shapeshifter card? As Olivier Giroud has returned from his stint in goal with his inform. He's been back to his usual striker position with a flashback card. 87 rated check. It'll cost you about 90K. This one falls very much for me into the it's a fun card category.
Yeah, exactly. I think the pricing on this one seems to be pretty bang on. 89,000 is not too much for this particular card, especially because he's got a power shot play style. He's huge. He's got, I think, he's got the power header play style as well. He's got press proven. That's weird. I didn't notice that he had press proven. He's got a couple of cool play styles, and it's Giroud, probably one of the best looking footballers we have that's playing on the pitch right now, although the dynamic doesn't do him any justice. But I think it's a decent card if you have the fodder lying around. And this is the kind of card that Wimby classically completes because of certain new features that have come back into the game. So yeah, this is one of those must complete for Wimby. Not must complete, we'll just accidentally complete. So,
yeah, I think, again, we talked about this on the show last year and into this year. I think if we still had things like icon swaps, I would be a lot more tempted to just go out of my way to complete this card. Because I would think, oh, great. When I need my Serie A team, this guy's going to be a great striker. But EA have really gotten away from that now. We see no sign of tokens coming back. Icon swaps seem to be gone. EA kind of intimated at the start of the process that that's what they were putting in this whole season progress. So it's now been a game and a quarter, whatever you want to call. Probably not even a quarter of the way through this game cycle, but whatever. It's been a while now since we've needed these different teams. And so without that kind of requirement, you are now sat there staring, Shaq, aren't you, really at who are my best kind of 18 to 25 players? And again, I just don't see Giroud, for most players, getting into that sort of top four or five strikers.
Does he have any credence to be a super sub at all?
I guess. But
yeah, at a stretch, I guess. Yeah, it's a fun card. I think it's good to have more content than no content. And this is, yeah, it's a decent card. Let's not.
Well, look, if you're looking for fodder to complete these various SBCs, we've had a couple of upgrade options available for you. We've got the 84x3, which is available for you to do twice, Shaq. I did this twice yesterday. The first one I got 288s from, which was great. And I think the second one I got like 284s and an 85. So it's very hit and miss. It will cost you 22K to do. I think it's a no-brainer to complete twice a day, because I think even if you hit 186 at the moment, it's basically paid for it.
Exactly. It's not very expensive to complete. It's basically 186 and a couple of 82s will actually get you there. It's definitely a worth. Just keep using these to generate more fodder, and we can keep doing SBCs like Giroud. And even if you want to push it and go ahead and do like a hero SBC when it returns on Friday, it's good to have these kind of SBCs just to keep our fodder bank increasing, as they say.
Yeah, and the other one to do is the 77x3 SBC. Now, I like this one, Shaq, because unlike the Centurions upgrade, this only requires you to get 9 players in as opposed to 11. It's a good fodder farm to do. For me, it's a place where I'm going to be putting my off-league SBCs, and of course, I'll delve into that much more in a second. But I like the fact that that's there. I think it's not really given out for me, but it is a nice way of just recycling untradeable cards that you've got no use for.
Absolutely. And a shout out to EA. I like this theme. They've had a theme and they've actually stuck to the theme. You get 3 rare gold 77 pluses, and it's a small little touch, but it shows that they're actually connecting the dots, and that's all we want.
A little bit of care is always welcome. Yeah. From a company that over the last few years has shown a lack of care to detail. But the other thing as well to be putting your fodder in, of course, you just mentioned it, Shaq, the base hero SBC came out, and it came at a really friendly price point as well of just 85,000 coins. Now, I did this and got Campos, so I'm not a fan of it at the moment, but I did see across our Discord there were lots of good pulls coming out. I watched the streams as well. This does seem to be one that was giving out a lot of decent players. I saw lots of kind of like Smolarek as well, that kind of tier. Didn't see too many Yaya Toure's, but you're never going to. But I know in our Discord, we had someone pull Ramirez. We had someone get Di Natale. So it's
a Toure as well.
We did see a Toure as well. Who did you end up with?
Dirk Kuyt.
Hey, I've just got his triple threat triple threat player hero item into my, I can't even speak today. He's in my team, so I like Dirk Kuyt.
Oh, cool. So he's a Premier League one, isn't he?
He is, yes.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. At least the links are good there.
But look, this one is again a bit like the other upgrade we talked about. This is absolutely worth the gamble, especially if you've got an untradeable inform. Oh, yeah. That's one of the main things that's driving the price of this SBC up, is the inform requirement. But otherwise, it's an 85 rated squad. Give it a go. You never know who you'll end up with. There are still lots of very good heroes in this game. Yeah, you might get a stinker like me with Campos, but, you know.
Or like me.
Yeah, or like you. I mean, I think I've ended up with the worst end of the stick, but...
Yeah, true.
With a very short goalkeeper from the MLS. But never mind. We both struck out.
Yeah.
we won't dwell on it, but again, a very friendly price point for that. Yeah. This could have been an SBC that EA easily priced at something like 150 to 200k. We saw it so often last year with the way they would price things like base icon SBCs. that would be, you know, half of the players available will be less than the cost of the SBC. This is a welcome return. And the other thing that is giving me warm fuzzy feelings towards EA at the moment, and it's very hard to come by because there's lots going wrong with this game, but we try and be positive and reflect on those positives, Shaq. My prayers were answered when over the weekend, and I didn't see this coming. I thought they weren't going to come till December, maybe later. League SBCs returned. Now, it's not the League SBCs from FIFA 20, FIFA 21, but it is a repeatable menu grind that I have been calling out for from day one of the game. That's what I look forward to most of all. The premium mixed league upgrade and the mixed league upgrades are back. Very similar in format to the way they were last year. Four sections. Two of them give you tradable packs, two give you untradable packs, and the overall reward is untradable as well. Some good rewards to do. There's two tiers. The mixed league upgrade is primarily focused on lots of so-called lesser leagues. So you've got the Libertadores and Sudamericana, the Turkish Super League, the CSL from China, the Saudi Arabian League, the Belgian Pro League, the MLS, and the Championship. You have to complete various sections in there. I'm not going to go through them all in great detail, but those are the four you do. Those packs are not as good, but the premium mixed league upgrade, which focuses on the top five leagues, plus the Eredivisie and the Lib and Sudamericana, they do give you very good packs, Shaq. At the moment, it will cost you around 35,000 coins to do the premium mixed league upgrade, and it will cost you about 15,000 coins to do the mixed league upgrade. Before I wax lyrical about how and why I do them, your sort of general thoughts?
I think it's a good addition. I think it's really good because we just didn't have a genuine way to generate fodder, and we finally have a pathway. There's at least a pathway. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's quick, because it's still painstaking for people like me to try and cobble up things together. It takes me a while to get my head around the SBCs, but there is a pathway, and that's great. We can get SBCs done. And I love the fact that someone like you goes ahead and does these SBCs and does those player SBCs as time goes on. I remember last year, you probably did majority of the SBCs just because, hey, you got the fodder. And that's what you want. That's what exactly what you want. You do something, you get the fodder, you get these cards. And yeah, it's brilliant. GG's to EA.
It's a game within a game. And these are not for everybody. I see lots of people who, you know, on Twitter saying things like, oh, I've done this, I've run through this league SBC three times, I've got nothing from it, and I've lost 40K. And that's what can happen. The key thing with these is you're going to need some luck. But when you hit that luck, so yesterday, through my first run throughs, I managed to get a tradable Luka Modric and a tradable Karim Benzema. And that's basically paid for three or four runs through of it. But it can be a lonely time when you're not hitting them. So look, we'll probably go into deeper detail of this on our next trading show. And again, I apologize, it's a bit of a plug, but patreon.com/footinreview gets you, if you subscribe at any tier, that gets you access to our Discord, which is fantastic. Loads of other benefits as well. But if you sign up at support tier or above, you get access to the trading show with myself and Shaq. We go deep into all market matters, trading advice, tips, strategies and general. And so I'll go into much more detail on our next episode of that, because I don't want to take up too much of this show. We've got so much to get through. Absolutely. If you want to do the mixed league upgrade, that is where things like bronze pack method will play into it. And then the whole idea is, if you do a lot of BPM, that'll get that league upgrade done a lot. The gold cards you get from that, you can then put into the premium mixed league upgrade. The biggest barrier for the premium one is the fact that for the final section, for the Ligue 1 Eredivisie section, you need 11 players from one team. That has seen the cost of those cards rocket. So you'll often be paying 1,500 to 2,000 coins for every gold common from a French team or an Eredivisie team. Best way to get that price down is just bid. Just chuck bids down. Yeah, put your bids down. Don't try and put ridiculous bids down at like 500 coins, because they're probably not going to go through. But you can bid on these cards for about 1,000 to 1,200 coins, and you'll probably get them. Pick a team that you like. Do your research and you go from there. And if you need any explanations as well, I can highly recommend a guy called the BPM Nerd. He is a great resource of tips. He's provided two videos as well of his ways of doing these. So again, if you can't support us via Patreon, totally understand that, and you want it, again, please go check out his work. He does great stuff. But Shaq, all of that kind of leads me into this whole question, is this EA striking back? Have they realized that they need to do a bit more? Or do you think that this is just kind of happy coincidence around the time they've increased competition and user dissatisfaction?
No, I think let's give them some credit. I think they have listened to the community in some way. I'm not going to give them a lot of credit. They're solving problems that they have created. I will keep saying this over and over again. They're finally solving problems they've created. They're giving us a pathway to follow. Even if you look at the player of the month, Salah, I think the whole community was really thrilled that there was only 188 and 187 rated squad. So it gives you that pathway, the consideration that, maybe I can try and complete this SBC. That's all we want. We don't want to have 4, 5, 88 rated SBCs for the same price. It's really hard to generate that fodder at that level. So they are listening. I think somehow I feel like EA's hands are tied behind their back, and that's the reason they released the league SBCs. And like you said, I didn't expect them to come right now. They probably would have come towards the lull just before team of the year, but they're here right now. So I think it's just they've fast-tracked a few things for us, which is not too bad. So GG's to EA, I guess. And also pack luck. I think quite a lot of people are getting decent cards. They're getting fodder. It's just because there's access to SBCs. I'm not really sure, but fodder is being generated. People are doing SBCs, so which is good. It's healthy for the market.
Yeah, very much so. And I think the pricing points of things like that base hero upgrade, 77 triple, the 84 triple, I think they are generally realizing that people need something to get them coming back to the menu side of things. The big problem is perhaps the gameplay side, and we're going to get into much more of that after our little commercial break. But just to wrap this up before we hit that is, I think the truth lies somewhere in between, Shaq. I do think they have got significant brain power. Their whole idea as a business is to make as much money as possible. And whilst they will be happy to generate copious amounts of money from pack sales and things, there will also be a realization that we do need to keep our, we want to keep the gamer base as wide as possible. Yes, we want the hardcore users to spend all their money, but we don't want a negativity and a negative buzz around our game. So I think that they will be looking at pricing points, introducing features and things like that to try and keep us happy, as you should do. Because like you said, Shaq, these are the problems. I'm not going to put EA up for Company of the Year for this. This is getting them back to the very basics of what a community should be getting. As I said, the league SBCs are back, which I'm happy about, but they're still rubbish compared to where they were 3 years ago.
True.
So there's lots of work for them to do, but I am happy that I've got positive, nice things to talk about. And speaking of a nice, positive thing, let's take a break for one of the people that help make this show possible, our sponsors. This show is sponsored by Car Money, the car finance ninjas, fighting to make cars affordable and accessible for everyone, no matter your financial situation. Nikki, the car finance ninja here, compares the top car finance lenders in both the UK and Australia to get you the best possible price so you don't have to, and they can get you approved fast. All you need to do is choose your new car and drive away happy. Get in touch with one of their friendly ninjas and start your car finance journey today. Right, that is our ad break done, Shaq. How did you enjoy that little breather?
Absolutely love these breaks. It just gives you some sort of breathing space to get back into it again.
Exactly. And again, thank you to our sponsors. Now, look, we said just before the break that we were going to talk about some of the gameplay side of things. I think we can generally give thumbs up to the menu content for the past few days. Certainly a massive improvement on where we've been. The actual gameplay itself, though, does remain a challenge. And look, Aaron, John, and Yngwie did a great job on Friday's show of stressing the positives. Talking about how you can enjoy the game. So please go and check out that show from over the weekend. But Shaq, it's great to get your kind of feelings on this because both of us, we talk in the week between shows about our frustration things. And there were lots of videos from the likes of Nick Run the Foot Market, from Inception, and other content creators like Nep and Castro and everybody kind of getting on the bandwagon as well. A lot of focus now is on game modes. So let's talk about game modes. And Shaq, I know you wanted to talk particularly about foot champs against the system before we had foot champs, which was seasons.
One of the things that I picked up from Inception's video, which I mean, Inception talks very passionately about stuff, and I think people get him the wrong way sometimes. I think at the end of the day, he does care about this game. That's my personal opinion, at least. And one of the things he said really struck a chord with me, because I remember back in the day when FootChamps wasn't around, this game was never stressful. It was never stressful. I would love finishing work, jumping onto the game, and playing game after game after game after game of seasons. Mind you, I think in that whole duration of playing the game for so many years, the best pull I ever had was maybe a Balotelli for Inform, one card in those multiple years, and one gold Aguero card that I really was like, it was heaven on earth for me. It was amazing. That's it. But I enjoyed just going and playing. And you know, the best part was with seasons, you go to the higher divisions. When you finish the season, you get a 75K or 100K. I can't even remember. I'm just trying to scratch my head to think about the numbers. But you'd get a bunch of coins that you could take at the end of the season. That's your reward for playing. So you would like to go ahead and keep jumping on. And it's not like you get rewards like a pack that you open and get like fodder or get 87 rated, 82 rated cards. You actually get coins at the end of it. It actually was fun. There was no pressure of trying to cram in 20 games on the weekend. There was no pressure of trying to do 4 games a day on a cup. There was no pressure of trying to do qualifying for weekend league. There was no pressure of doing 7 rivals games. It was fun. And then you slowly think about how we've changed. We've gone, I don't know if you were around during the daily knockout tournament, to actually get into weekend league, you had to play like a knockout tournament where you play 4 games. And if you win those 4 games, like playing a draft, you actually qualify to the to foot champs. This is back in FIFA 17. And that was the most stressful mode. I didn't qualify week after week after week after week. And I still remember sitting on my couch right here playing. And I scored with Wissam Ben Yedder, and he got me through. And I messaged my brother saying, I qualified. It was a huge deal. And that's how it became, from being fun to being this sweat fest, which we're dealing with right now. And a lot of people I think you've mentioned this over and over again, Wimby, I must credit you. From the start of this year, you kept saying the fact that it's feeling the same. There's no great improvement. And that's probably what the issue is. It's exactly the same. The rivals, the champs, the qualifying, the cup, it's the same circle. We're going in circles, doing the same thing over and over again. At the end of the day, it's boring. It gets boring.
It's all centered around game limits, isn't it? Like what you talked about. And yes, FootChamps has come down from an absolutely abhorrent 40 games. Why on earth anybody thought that people would play 40 games in 3 days? And I know they did. To 30, now down to 20, and of course you've got your 10. So it's just kind of, you know, you're enjoying a mode and then it stops. Even friendlies, which, you know, and it's another point we're talking about, skill-based matchmaking in friendlies, and as Nick ranted passionately about, who thought that was a great idea? I understand the idea that, well, lesser players don't want to get constantly stomped on by the good players, but just make it a bit looser. Make it, as I think Nick and Inception both said, make it elite to division 4 or elite to 3, 4 to 7, 7 to 9. Just make it so that, same way in foot champs, it's just a little bit more looser. You're not facing exactly the same player at your ability level constantly. I'm noticing, by the way, that a lot of Modern Warfare 3 players are complaining now because skill-based matchmaking has come into that game as well. And that seems to be a massive gripe from their point of view as well. But look, it's all around FOMO, isn't it? It's around, oh, well, you've only got 3 days to get your FootChamps games done. Or, oh, you need to qualify for FootChamps. You make sure you do it in time. And, oh, you've only got your 4 friendlies a day in this cup mode to get through. And right, that means that the only game you can play, even squad battles now, which is probably the most playable it's been forever because of the fact that, A, you can do evolutions in them, and, B, there's only 4-minute halves. There's still a game cap on that. I'm almost embarrassed to admit that I ran out of squad battles matches last week because I was hammering through my Reading Evos and I got to other objectives. And I was like, I'm technically playing squad battles for nothing other than to evolve my players. So I was just like, I'm a drone mode on semi-pro. But forcing people into limits of game modes sucks. And yep. I think lack of relegation is a terrible, terrible idea that needs to go away as quickly yep. as possible. Let people float up and down. If they're going through a bad time, let, you know, nature take its course and you sink down the divisions.
Yep.
Don't have people sat there in a division where they are forced to play people of a good ability level or the same ability level at the peak of their powers over and over again. Moving away from game modes, because I think we both consensus that it needs to change, and it's a show we could do an entire show around it. I'm going to rattle through, so we've still got lots to get through. You want to talk a little bit about connectivity and randomness of gameplay. It's another big thing that Inception talks about a lot, is the whole how random the gameplay is.
Definitely. I think this is one of the things that I think is really hard for people that don't have the connectivity issues to actually relate to. But there is connectivity issues that people like me face in Australia. There's people that play in America that face this issue. And sometimes the game is perfect, and the next game, the game's just awful. And one of the things that, you know, when all these content creators complain about extra graphics, no one cares. Everyone's happy to have more graphics. Graphics makers really entice us to these new platforms. So we love the new graphics, but the issue is with these added graphics, the games become a lot slower, and any little extra touches in bad gameplay results in inconsistent gameplay. And that keeps happening over and over again. I noticed, I think this weekend I didn't have any connection issues, a smooth weekend. Last weekend I had so many connection issues. And I remember getting the ball to Theo, and Theo was just trying to get the get the ball to his feet, and his feet kept moving slowly left and right, and he hit the ball outside the line, and it went out for a throw in, and it's just random. And I was just stood there watching, what the hell just happened? And that sort of stuff keeps happening over and over again. I think a lot of people get frustrated with those sorts of things. I think EA needs to find some sort of balance with this. And the last thing I would recommend is for people to try and go back to old gen. That's just not even an option. Don't even consider that as an option. We need to find some sort of middle ground there.
Yeah, and look, it's not unknown for a developer to struggle between generations of hardware. Of course, we saw it famously with Pro Evolution Soccer, which never survived the jump from Xbox One, sort of the original Xbox and PS2 to PS3 and beyond. They just couldn't get it right, and still haven't got it right. I'm hoping they do. The inconsistency and the randomness, but when you've been playing at different times of the day, different conditions, it's not on. I'm not sure I go as far as Inception believes that there is something within the code deep down that causes this to happen. But
no,
I'm not sure I agree with that, although I can understand why you might think that, a conclusion you could make. And he's played a lot more FIFA than I do. So,
yeah.
But I choose to believe in the more positive side of things, and just hoping that there is a solution.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's a lot of floating rumors that, oh, EA has made the game this way, so you go to the store. No one's going to the store because your game sucks. That doesn't happen. No one's going to go buy a pack because, oh, I've lost a game. This game sucks. Let me go buy a pack. That doesn't happen. Well, at least I can't rationally think of that solution, but hey.
Yeah, again, it goes down to the old Occam's razor thing, that the simplest solution is simplest answer is probably the answer. I can't even remember. I can't even talk my analogies anymore. I'm that sleep deprived. But basically, the simplest explanation is generally probably going to be the right one. And I really have a hard time believing that a company that can't even get badges right on marquee matchups and releases packs by mistake and can't even count the number of 84 players in the store pack, can't even get the right symbol on their store packs to the point they have to remove them. I have a hard time believing that they have got such sneaky methods of... And look, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. And I don't want to throw shade on Inception or anybody else for that, because I said there is enough evidence there is enough things that can lead you to believe certain things. And that, again, I can't... I'm not a game developer. I'm not a coder. I got no real expertise in that area. It's just... From what I see, this is what leads me to believe that, unfortunately, it's just randomness and ultimately bad design and an engine that, and a game that's just radical redevelopment from the bottom up. But which just isn't going to happen while this company is raking in tons of money, which is why we say hashtag bin the points. Again, you'll have seen so many more store packs at the weekend, a 333,000 coin pack. Just, I'm so sick of it, Shaq. I'm so sick of the store packs.
Ah, these store packs. I think it went to a new level, in my opinion, this past weekend, because I was trying, I saw this objective and they said, do an icon kit. And I don't know if you remember, a couple of years ago, we had an icon kit. I loved that icon kit. Absolutely loved it. I was like, sweet. They actually have an icon kit that I can actually do an SBC or find somewhere. And lo and behold, the icon Home and Away kits are available in the store that you buy and use those kits to get XP. It's all well and good because we know that XP is not essential. We will get our way to XP. But the huge but is right now we're completely aware that XP is in abundant supply. We will get there. A couple of weeks from now, or maybe a month from now during Team of the Year, when we're trying to get the XP to get those packs, all of a sudden XP becomes scarce to get and we have no other option but to spend money in the store to get those kits, to get the objectives complete, to get those XP in the objectives. I think EA is just trialing this, and I won't be surprised where you will need to get the XP in the store to actually complete the season, and that would suck.
I mean, we've seen this a little bit in the past, haven't we? And they started to do it last year. Do you remember with the packs that had the tokens in?
Correct. You're right.
So this is not unusual. And this is just because basically they have got rid of the token system. This is just the natural extension of that, except instead of having a token in a pack, it's XP effectively within a pack. I don't like it. But ultimately, do you know what, Shaq? I'd rather have this. As long as there are enough tokens or XP, like you say, to get to where you need to go, I'm happy for people to take a shortcut this way. If that's where they want to make their money, if they can please just give us more things like menu grinds. This is where I think monetization should happen for cosmetics and things like that. But as long as it's not you can only reach the end point if you do this, or realistically as well. Don't like the way that's going. But a couple of other things for us to talk about at the end of the show, including our recent weekend league experiences. But of course, we have our regular early show features, starting with player in review. And Shaq, who have you picked for this week's player in review?
I have the Rolls-Royce CB, centre-back of dreams, Josep Guardiola. He is incredible. This is the evolved version. Sorry, this is the evolved version. And I must shout out to my brother, because back when we started playing this game together, he actually bought Guardiola for 30-odd K from the market and put him in a squad. And I used him, and he was incredible back then. He was incredible. I was like, what the hell? This guy plays well above his stats. But I didn't realize he was 30-odd K. I was like, oh, he plays really well. Forgot about him, never used him again, completely forgot about him. And then this evolution came and he was the best choice. And I thought, he does have a plus. He's got I think it's a block playstyle plus. And I thought, interesting. Let me just try and evolve him. And he is such a good player. He's such a good CB. He fits my playstyle because if you have ever used Theo Hernandez, the left-back player from Milan, if you've ever used him in the left-back position, think of a Theo with 90 acceleration in centre-back who can move much better, who can dribble, who can actually move around, and he's got a pink pass as well, so he can really pass the ball across, get it out of the way, and he controls everything from the back, and that is so key in this game because you don't have much time and you don't have much space, and he just lets the game go, starts to play really well. And I think I really enjoyed using him. I think if you look, there's a whole heap of CBs. Like I said, Varane's available for like 3K or whatever it is right now, 15K. If you're short of a CB and you're looking for something different, he's definitely worth evolving. 100%. I can guarantee you he is worth evolving.
Yeah, I evolved Konate just on the basis that I think he's going to be eligible for more upgrades, and he is just an absolute beast, such a physical presence at the back. So that's why I did him. But yeah, Guardiola did very much appeal to me. The player I've picked for player review this week is the mini Messi herself. It is Reading's own, as in Reading born, Fran Kirby, plays for Chelsea, of course, now. Part of the triple threat promo, I went out and happily spent nearly 50K on this player, who is now dropped down to about 20K. I'm wearing that 30K loss with pride, because I had to go out and get her and try her out straight away. He's part of my Reading past and present team. Much like a goal card, fantastic. So nimble and agile. Very solid all round, attacking-wise. Good passing, good shooting. The thing that lets this card down and will continually let this card down, unfortunately, is the size and the physicality. She is so small. I think she's 5'2". The physicality is just not there. And you come up against the likes of a Konate, Virgil van Dijk, and she just gets bullied. Now, if you use cards regularly like Neymar, Neymar's probably the best comparison I've got. Of course, she's only 4-4, Neymar's 5-5. But if you get on well with more nimble, agile, wide forwards like that, I think you'll really enjoy Kirby. And I think she actually is much better as a super sub, Shaq, because I think when you bring her on against players with less stamina, she has that little bit of extra space and doesn't quite get crunched as much because players, you know, catching up to her have got less pace and stamina. But from the start, even on full chem and chucking a hawk on her, didn't quite get on. I'm not going to sell her. She's going to be part of my bench forever. She's going to be my super sub. Again, if you're looking for a cheap option, if you're looking to link Cuthbert, and I did see Cuthbert did send her price up about 10K last night.
Ooh.
Do recommend this card. I said, if you're on a more tight budget on an RTG, for, you know, the flaw that is the physicality, everything else is so good. Everything is so crisp. The shooting, I said, the passing, the movement, the R1 dribbling is, you would think she had a technical plus play style with the way she moves in the box. Just has a basic technical play style. So very much encourages go out and get Fran Kirby. Says she's going to be part of my squad in and out for the rest of this game cycle. So it's a thumbs up from me.
Brilliant. Fun fact, Fran Kirby was born in the same hospital as our very own Daniel Wimbush.
I know, exactly, exactly. Yeah, me, Fran Kirby, and Kate Middleton. All born in the same hospital. So there you go. That doesn't get a play style for that. Although she should be. The royal play style.
The royal play style.
The royal play style. Let's move in then very quickly, Shaq, because we're rapidly running out of time. Formation in review. And you want to highlight the 4-1-3-2 that has been sweeping the community.
Oh, look, shout out to Div Den Moment on X or Twitter. This formation is absolutely incredible. It's exactly as it says on the tin. It makes the game fun. It's very authentic. Some of the movement that I've seen in this game with this formation has been fun. It's just been fun. One of the key things about this formation that I really like is the fact that if you have someone like I'm playing Salah as my right midfielder and Son as my left midfielder. And then I have two strikers and also have a cam. It's a CM, but it also is a cam. So you've got five whole attacking players that can look after your attack, and then you have five defensive players, and the key thing is your fullbacks are unbalanced or get forward, so there's no stay back while attacking, none of that nonsense. It's just free flowing football. You constantly have people to pass to, you have the wings available, you just need to have fast agile players in your fullbacks. Even Theo works completely fine, he's got the strength, and it's just a fun formation. You can just ping the ball to either left or the right, and then you have multiple options in the box. And if you have really intelligent players like a Salah or a Son, or I'm using Gold, Benzema, and Diani as my strikers, and they were banging in the goals. It's been a really fun formation. If you haven't tried it yet, you're scratching your head to look for a formation, look no further. Pick it up from X or Twitter. And I think Inception has done a video on this as well, so you can pick it up from there. It's definitely worth your time. If you're struggling for a formation, it's worth your time.
Absolutely. And of course, again, if you are a member of our Patreon, we've got lots of exclusive tactics that we put out that John and the team over at footcoaching.com work on as well. So lots of different ways to play the game. As the guys said on Friday, there are ways to play this game and enjoy it. Now, is it a frustrating experience at times? Yes. I played Weekend League this weekend and probably had the toughest experience I've had in a week. And I've got a very good team. I just found it, Shaq, very hard. I don't know whether it's just because there were less players. I certainly got the feeling that there were less players playing. I do think that Modern Warfare 3 multiplayer release, the fact that Fortnite OG is rampant. We're also getting to the time where people might just be out and about on Saturdays getting that Christmas shopping done, watching the football and things like that. But I found it hard, man. I found it hard. I got to 10-6 and then lost 2. And then I had to win my last game to clinch 11. And I just about made it. My rewards were bang average. I got Carvajal, triple threat. But just overall, how are you kind of finding it? You know, we are seeing a lot of negativity around. Of course, we're trying to balance it out as best we can with positivity. But overall, where do you kind of sit on the overall enjoyment of EAFC 24 before we wrap up?
It's a tricky one because we've discussed this before. It's the high depth. It's definitely beatable. We can find ways around it. But I'm just finding that I have to play a specific way. I can't just play the way I want to play. I know I can beat it, but I have to just do that exact same thing for me to beat it. And it's fine. Game 1 of Weekend League is fine. Game 7 of Weekend League is fine. By the game 13, 14, it just becomes so monotonous and boring. You just think, oh, I just got to do this. I just have to pass from left to right, right to left, left there, our goal. And that's, it gets boring after a while. And that's what I really want to overcome that. And I don't know how I will, but yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. It's probably gameplay-wise the least enjoyable FIFA I've played. I do not subscribe to the fact that this is a... It can be an awful game at times, but it's, as a football game, it is okay. It is fine. But yeah, it's, the gameplay is not addictive. The menu stuff is more addictive. But the gameplay itself feels like more of a means to an end. I get my wins in Rivals and I don't want to play it. And that's why Squad Battles has become a safe haven. And I've said this before, you can play whatever kind of football you like in Squad Battles mode. You know, you can play through the middle. You can play different formations. You can play with different types of players because the AI responds differently. So, but in the same way that in the days before online play, we would be sitting there finding different ways to beat the computer, that's what I do in Squad Battles now. And, you know, evolve my Reading players and play like that. So that's been a haven. But I think if Squad Battles were still 6-minute halves, well, I don't know, man. I don't know where I would be with this game.
Can I just suggest one thing? Mm. Are you finding that Champs was harder for you this weekend because you played a lot of Squad Battles? Because what I found was in Squad Battles, you can actually play, you can actually play really good football. You can actually have fun. You can do a lot of through passes. You can actually make plays happen through the middle. And you can't do that. You can't replicate that in Champs. So maybe that could have been why you were struggling.
Could have been a lot. And John has mentioned many times on the show over the years, the fact that if you want to get the best results, you need to play with the same players in the same competitive modes. I mean, I'm rotating squads. I'm doing different objectives. And like you, Sam, sometimes I'm dropping down to playing semi-pro, sometimes I'm playing world-class. So yeah, I don't think it helps with my rhythm. But at the same time, like I say, the gameplay in competitive modes is not where I want to be. I'm in Div 3, so friendlies are a write-off. I was playing someone the other day that had clearly been in Elite because he had the fancy VIP area. I spotted it. I knew where he was from. I played Champs and I had had one of those classic exchanges with someone in Champs where I was 2-1 up and he equalized in the 90th minute and then went on to beat me 4-2. And I got a stream. I just got a load of ha-ha-ha-ha-ha messages at me. And first of all, I bit back and was like, yeah, whatever. Go stick to your 71 depth. Your rat or something like that. And then as usual, what happens is you both calm down and then you say, why are we arguing? It's the game that's the problem, not us. And you have a nice chat at the end. It turns out this guy had a 20-0 the previous week. And then I messaged him at the end of Champs, just as a catch up, was like, oh, how'd you get? And he was like, I was 19-1 this week. And I was just like, wow. You know, I was a minute away from beating him. But it's, yeah, I don't know, man. I think enough people are now saying that the 71 depth needs to go, where it's not just one or two salty content creators. It is almost universal now. Do you think they're going to change it, though?
I don't know. How can you change it? The only way you can change it is by increasing the stamina drain, I guess. But I think they just need to give us more options to overcome the 71 depth. That's all.
Yeah.
Because if you remember at the start of the game, half the reason I was going gaga over this actual game was the kind of passes you could put through the middle was incredible. You could put a ball like a through pass, like a needle in a haystack. It would just go through. It would just like completely cut across three people and go to the right person. You can't dream of doing that now. That's what really annoys me.
The tools are there to play great football with the precision passing, with the precision shooting, with the play styles. It should, on paper, open up so many more styles. And unfortunately, it's this mechanic. And I think Nep made a really good point when talking about, okay, as you said, well, let's just increase the stamina drain. And what Nep said is, well, all you'll get then is loads of players with people just pick the relentless play style people. And of course, you now can make 5 subs as well. So that's not going to help it. It's just the way, as Inception points out, that and Nep and everyone else has pointed out, and Nick and everyone, the 71 depth breaks your attacking AI. the fact that your players go towards the players that are pressing you is silly. And yeah. I think, unfortunately, this is going to be a really big thing for them to patch, because I can't believe that they are so tone deaf as to say it. I mean, you looked at the pro events. I watched the pro event of the weekend, of course, to get my free packs. Saw the same gameplay that we see we're playing. It was all down the line, cutbacks, finesse finishes. And it's like those games were not great fun to watch. I mean, some of them were entertaining because they were high scoring, but it was, there wasn't a lot of diversity in the play.
No, it's just they were doing exactly what I try to do, but at perfection level. That's the only difference. That's the only difference.
Their cutbacks were next level. We could very easily chat, as we do offline, for hours about this stuff, but we appreciate your company. It's been nearly an hour in the show, and also, you know, poor John's got to edit this, so we don't want to give him too much work to do on his days off. So look, we are going to wrap it up there. Of course, the best place to continue, and we have discussions like this frequently, again, in the Discord, patreon.com/footinreview. It's about £1 a week at the very lowest level, so very much worth it. Again, so many benefits. We've got the new loyalty system as well, and of course the Creep meetup is coming as well. Of course, we saw that special show with Marios, John and Chris the other week. If you want more details on that, lots to get into. The Friendly Cup is ongoing as well. Loads of bits and pieces coming up over the next coming weeks and months here on Foot in Review and from Foot Coaching. Of course, if you do want to take your game to that next level, footcoaching.com is the best place for you. Shaq, where can people find you on social media?
On the Discord at Shaq Attack, or on X or Twitter at Shaq Attack 6285. Just jump in, drop me a lot of people. I must shout out to all the people that have just dropped in a DM to say hello, good things. Please keep that coming. Love it.
Love to hear it. I am at Wimby or at Wimby86. Follow either or both. And of course, you can find me in the Discord under Wimby as well. Look, the show will return. The regular show will be out on Saturday night for the masses. I think it is John and Chris and Yngvi. That's the time that we record this. Of course, that could change. Lots of great stuff to do. Please go and check out that show with John, Yngvi and Aaron from Friday as well. Lots of good positive tips for you to get more out of the gameplay and enjoy FIFA more. Very much recommend you go listen to that. But in the meantime, Shaq, just one last thing for us to do.
Drop it.
We're going to drop it.
Drop it.
F-U. F-U. F-F-F-U. F-U. T. 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 In view. F-U. T.